Okay, here we go, guys. We are starting the fifth chapter in Hilchos Nesirus. Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. Okay, we're going to go back over some of the basic rules of a Nazir and getting into much more details on each one of the three specific halachas that the Nazir has. Aleph, Shloisha Minim Asurim Nazir. There's three types of things that are prohibited to the Nazir. Hatuma, coming in contact with Tuma. Hatiglachas, shaving one's hair. Vayotse Minagefen, anything that comes out of a grape. Bain Peri, whether it's the fruit. Bain Pisoles Peri, whether it's the byproduct, the waste product of the fruit. Okay, now, that's the three. Aval, hashechor, an alcoholic beverage, shel tmarim from dates, or grogros, or dried figs. Okay, so things like that, but not from the grape family. It could be the hardest scotch in the world.
Beer. Single malt.
Mutar lenazir, the muzzer may take that. Okay, v'shechor zeh sheneso v'tar, and when the Torah prohibits shechor, to another nazir, an alcoholic beverage, it's referring to hashecher shel taroves hayoyin, a alcoholic beverage that is a derivative of wine, and we'll see the percentages of wine that you have to have in it.
A single malt's a problem.
No.
Sherry cask.
That's not enough. It's not enough.
Okay. Rabbi,
we're going to talk about it. We just started. We're just starting, and he's going to get involved in all the issues. First, we're starting with the wine. We're going to start with, now we're getting into all the details now, whatever you'd want to know. Base, Iyotzim and Agefen Ketzim, give an example. What do you mean, derivatives that come from wine? For example, Nazir She'ochel K'sayis Min HaPri, if you remember, you have to have a K'sayis. There's a K'sayis of the fruit, Shehu, which could be Anovim lachim, dried grapes. Wet grapes, or yaveshim, or dry grapes. O boser. Boser are grapes that have not fully ripened themselves. Okay, but they're still very much developed, but not fully ripened. O sho'ohu k'sayis mipsolas apri, or you're eating a k'sayis of the, what do you call it, the junk from the byproduct of the fruit. Gee, what would that be? Hazogin, they're the zogin. What are zogim? Vena klipa hachison, it's the outer peel, that skin of the grape. Or chartzanim, and where are the chartzanim? Vem hazogim hapenimim, they're the inner seeds. Shizoyim aysam, that you plant them to make new grapes, right? Whatever. Harez aloika, you got a lash of ever revis of any of those items.
It's a lot of seeds.
What's grape seed oil?
Grape seed oil? No, it's grape seed extract.
I don't know.
Grape seed extract.
Pycnogenol. If a person drinks a revis of wine. So before was eating a kazayas. Before was the eating thing. Now it's drinking a revis of wine. O she'ochel k'sayis miyayin korush. Or you ate a kazayas of congealed wine.
Ooh.
All right. That would be considered like a food if it's congealed.
So like frozen? Sure. How much it was frozen? Somebody froze the wine.
I don't know, maybe.
Like a wine ice cube.
Could be, maybe.
Not ice wine.
Okay.
No.
Oshalon Korish, Shahu Haperi, which is the fruit, as opposed to, what do you call it, vinegar, which is, we'll see, that's something altogether different. Oshasa Revis Chometz. If you had a revis of vinegar, shupsolas aperi, which is the waste byproduct of the
still got lashed
wine that's spoiled, harei zaloika. Okay.
What are you getting with the chips?
Yeah, I know, exactly. I was thinking.
Anyway, so that's all lashes. Coming out of the grape. It all comes out of the grape, but there's a lot of other things that are on the grape vine that you're not going to be prohibited. Okay, avol ha'olin v'halulovim. The leaves and the branches of the vine, while they're very moist and soft, not hard, right? Umegvanim, and the liquid that comes out of the grape when you smash them, and liquid comes out of them.
Isn't that grape juice?
Well, not
it says,
really.
It says sap here.
Yeah. Sap.
I think it's more from the branches. Yeah. It's from the tree, not from the grape.
Yeah.
Well, it's the megafonim. It comes out of the vine.
The vine.
It comes out of the vine.
Yeah, not the.
Okay,
the
sorry. And finally, Vahasmoder, that's very early stage of the grape, where the blossoms are just starting, just the leaves, not just the initial blossom. Hare, the buds, Hare Elu Mutarnos, that's permitted to the Nazir. Why? Shein Lo Pri, they're not yet a they're not a fruit. Philopsosopri, and not the byproduct of the fruit. Elamina 8, Sein Osmo, they're considered part of the tree. The tree is not Osir. It's the grapes that
the
are
fruit,
Osir.
The fruit of the tree.
Stuffed grape leaves.
That would be fine, wouldn't it? It's the leaves.
The leaves are okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's okay. Gimel. Call Isure Geffen, or just call Ha Geffen, according to the better texts. Meets Storfin cells at any type of these grape byproducts combined. Case it, for example. Let's you combine wet and dry, moist and dry grapes. O imboser v'chartzan v'sog. Or you have the unriped grape, or you've got the peel of over that, or the seeds. If you combine it all, the different parts, you come up to a xayas, like you get lashed. Or if you eat one after the other. And between the three of them, you had excites, also loike. And similarly with liquids. If you have a combination that come out to a revis of vinegar, of
and wine together.
A mixture of wine and vinegar, you also get lash. We combine everything like that. Dalit. Dover hamutor.
Is this revis? Is that.
A revis.
No, is Rabbanan or is it Doraita? Like, do they have this thing like. Even a mashu would be bad. And all
well, we always have an iser mashu is the rice. You still get lashed. Always usher. It's usher. The only question is you get lashed. You've had enough to get punished. We don't combine a permitted thing with a prohibited thing when we deal with a nazir. Ketzer, what's the example? Let's say yayin shenis ori bidvash. Wine, which is clearly usher, is mixed with honey. Afal pi shetam hakol tam yayin. The whole, it tastes like wine. But, v'shasim in answer, if you drank this combination, or, v'chein ha-tzimukim, raisins, should draw some, they were trampled upon, ima grogros, with the dried figs, v'tam ha-kol, and the taste of that combination is tam tzimukim of raisins, v'chem in answer, you eat from that mixture as well, ain't alike, you're not lashed, even though you're tasting a wine derivative, that's what's taste. But you don't have enough quantity. You have to have a kezias of the prohibited amount in the good old fashioned we call bichdei achilas pras. In other words, ate 3 eggs. Remember, we say what's the time to eat something? A kezias bichdei achilas pras. A pras is half of 6 eggs.
Right.
All right, so 6 eggs. So if you're eating, so let's say you have a kezias of wine, and the total, it's a full kezias, and together with everything else, it's part of the 3 eggs. You have a measurement that's 3 eggfuls. The minus of that 3 eggfuls, you have permitted minus 1 kezias, which is the prohibited. So that means you're going to be eating enough of the prohibited in a sufficient time. When you eat the whole thing, it's in the right amount of time in the kedei achilas pras. That's what we're saying. So you have to have a kezias of it, of the usur, 100%.
This is volume, right?
Yeah. And it's got to be consumed in the time that it would take you to eat 3 eggs. So it's part of the 3 eggs mixture. So even you have much more of the permitted. But provided you ate it all up in one, you know, the time
so
it takes.
So it's always say, isn't it what, from 2 minutes and 20 seconds? Yeah, well, that's to the, 9 minutes and something.
That's already the shaila, how long that is. Okay. But so the permit. Great. So here's the point. Even though it tastes, let's say you have a kezias of wine that tastes mamish like wine, but since you don't have a kezias of wine, you can't get lashed. Now, if you have it and it tastes it, but it's within a larger amount, but you have a kezias of the prohibited things, and you've eaten it within the time frame. to eat the three eggs. So that's exposed. So let's say there's six eggs of volume there, and only one kazayis. By the time you finish it, it's going to be too long. You haven't had enough of the prohibited food in the required time frame. That's the point. And that's one thing. Kishari surma shem chum. That's like any other issue. That's equal to all people, not just nazirim, as we've explained in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Yes.
So if you were able to concentrate the grape juice of the wine,
doesn't matter. Doesn't
then you'd be okay. Yeah. It'd be a small volume, and you could add it to water, and it would taste like regular wine.
First of all, again, it's usher to do that. The only question is to get lashed. Just not get lashed.
You're doing a prohibited act.
Isser mashu usher daraisa. A mashu who is usher. You're doing an aver. You just can't get punished. So that's the only issue. Are we going to punish the person? Okay, moving on. Similarly, hey,
that's how they make seven.
What if you soak bread in wine? If the wine that's soaked into the bread, there's enough of a ravis of wine within the pras, which is the amount of eggs, right? Minapas, v'ochel b'ktei pras, you ate enough in the time of pras. Shim shochel ravis yain, in the time that you're eating, because now you're eating because it's soaked in the bread, as it were. Harez aloki, you get lashed as well, right? Even though normally the time for drinking isn't the time
of eating. It's a lot faster.
Right? But here, with the eating of the bread, we're going to treat it like food, and we treat it like food and not like wine. That's what it means, kol mishras, all soakings of wine. Lesser davar shizar by yain, v'tamik tayayin. We're going to prohibit something that's mixed with wine, and it tastes like wine, as we already explained. V'ushia tamo umamasho. You have to have its taste and its essence. You have to have the wine soaked into the bread with a ravis of it. What if you have a ravis, but you don't taste it at all?
No.
Well, you couldn't get lashed either. It's usher, but you couldn't get lashed. Vav. Nisar of yainik yeser bidvash. What if wine mixes into honik? Ve'ein shom tamei. Don't taste any wine. Harezer mutar la nazir. It's permitted to the nazir. Lo yehezer chomur mechela v'dam. It isn't. It can't be any stricter than prohibited fats and blood, which comes with an onesh of kares. And if it gets mixed into a cooked dish and you don't taste it, right?
Okay.
That's 1 in 60, right? It's mutter. Now again, you don't do this lechat chila. That's the point. You don't say, "Oh, I'm going to purposely make myself
mutter." Why not
mutter? No, because it's after the fact. If it got mixed in after the fact, you may drink it, but you shouldn't lechat chila take wine. Ain mevatlin isur lechat chila. You can't initially know because, "Oh, I'm going to have a way out to have some wine. I'm going to mix some wine in my honey, but it's not going to taste." It's a 1 to 60.
Some of those labels you'll see.
It's a 1 to 60
deep
ratio.
Flavored grape juice. Where they use it as
so a nazir b'dieved could drink that if it's already been nisar. If it's already been misbatel, he could, but because there's no tam.
Right.
There's no tam. Now, what we were saying before, if there is a tam, but it's just not enough, that would be usur mamish lechatchila.
But he couldn't get lashed.
But here, if it's already nisar, if it's mixed, and there is no tam,
okay,
then it's completely out of the game. But it's only after the fact, and then you could drink. You may initially drink it if it's after the fact been mixed like that. Zayin, how about tam yain vein shom ravis bekechilas pras? What if it tastes like wine, but you ain't got enough of that ravis in the time to eat an achilas pras? And you did it and you ate it anyway. Sofrim, it's rabbinically prohibited. What did he do? A guy ate a number of things, one after the other. He had first a kazayis of grapes. Then he had a kazayis of that outer peel.
Grapes.
Then he had a kazayis of the seeds. Then he had a kazayis of dried raisins. Then he drank a ravis of wine, even if you squeeze it right out of the grape and drink straight out of it.
Was he warned after each one?
Wait a minute. The halachas are raised a loike chamesh malchias. You get five lashes.
That hurts.
Yes.
Five of them.
Five sets.
5 times 39. Shekol echad mehem belaver. Each one is specifically delineated in the Torah as a separate negative prohibition within the category of wine, as it were. Veloika malchias, and you're going to get a sixth one on top of it. You know, I used to have a English teacher.
What? Was back Mr. in Cleveland?
I forgot which one it was. I had two of them. It was Mr. I can't remember. In grade six.
Oh, the grade six one.
Mr. Williams. Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Williams.
Reb Williams.
He was known as like the really roughest, toughest teacher.
He had
but at
you.
The end of the day, he was really an incompetent guy. But it was we were scared because he would scare you, you know. But anyway, so he said, well, you know, we're going to give you 5 points off, you know, for this. And 1 point off for general principles.
Whoa.
That was his 1 point off for general principles. You know, he wanted you to get a 94. You know, well, what's this for? It's general principles. So, and it, whatever that meant. Anyway, so that's the same thing over here. You get five lashes and one more.
What?
For general principles.
No, not general
principles. No, it is. Because Mishum lo yachel devaro. You shall not profane your words. You have to remember, every nazir is a vow. On top of everything else, there is... How do you become a nazir? You have to go through any other process of a vow. Let's say, for example, you say, I vow I'm not going to eat this piece of meat. Well, now there's only one isser when you eat the piece of meat. What's the real isser? Not the meat, per se.
You violated your vow.
But when you make yourself a nazir, there's two things going on at the same time. You've made a vow that you're going to be a nazir. Now, on top of everything else, you have to keep the vow. There's a mitzvah to keep the vow and not to nullify it. Now, if you drink some wine, there's two problems. You've nullified your vow, and now there's a separate law. A nazir cannot drink wine. So therefore, there's five types of wine byproducts that are separate lavim, and then when you transgress, even with one of them, we add one for general principles.
Maybe
the general
ten.
Principles of vows.
Maybe with this would be ten.
No, because you
one.
You only have to nullify it once.
Right.
Once you nullify it once, it's nullified. You can't break your vows and nullify it a second time.
So nullified
is nullified. Even a million times, it's not going to matter.
So,
but each lav... The Torah specifies for a nazir makes you chayiv because that's what he says. Mishum lo yach mishu shava b'chol. It's equal to all nedarim in that case, right? Now, v'cheni machal gzayis zog. What do you have a gzayis of this zog, which is the grapes, the seeds? Oh, gzayis anovim or a gzayis of grapes? Like a shtayim, you're going to get two lashes.
Yeah, one the thing.
Achas mishum zog. Now he means like this. He goes, if you only eat one thing wrong, he's saying, let's say it's the grape seeds, or it's the grapes, you're going to get lashed twice. For even one violation of nazir, you're always going to get lashed twice. Because one for the actual nazir prohibition, and one for general principles, you shall not violate your oath.
So does he have to be warned before each
Obviously,
thing?
Before you get lashed, you always have to be warned.
He says, don't eat these grape byproducts.
We'll see. He's going to explain it. But that's basically what's going to happen. Same thing. If the nazir will shave his hair or become tame, what happens? He gets two lashes. One for the specific law of either cutting the hair or being tame. One for the distinct iser. One that's equal to all nedarim. The general principles of not violating your words.
But you don't restart the zirut, you said. You don't restart it for the grapes.
Oh, not for that. Only for tuma.
Tuma.
Tes. Nazir sheshase revis yain u revis chomets. Let's say Nazir drinks a revis of wine and a revis of wine vinegar. Now this is unique. Ain aloik elach. It's only going to last once. Why? Because you don't transgress wine separately and vinegar separately, because the Torah kind of puts them into one big category. It doesn't say like this. You shall not drink wine, and you shall not drink vinegar. It doesn't say that. If it would say that, there'll be two different ways to violate it. But the Torah says something else. This is the way the Torah words it. You shall not drink chometz yayin v'chometz shecher, a wine vinegar and a vinegar alcoholic beverage. Lo yishteh. that you, it calls them both chometz. Chometz yayin, chometz shechar. Klomer lo yishta yayin, don't drink any wine. V'lo dover shenis arev ba yayin, and not anything that's mixed in the wine. V'hu ha-shechar, and that's the alcoholic beverage. V'afilo hechmitzu, even if it has become vinegary. V'ho v'lo kovel achas. What was repeated? Only the word chometz, vinegar. Shu shemachat, it's like one universal term. Ein aloka al zeb if ne'asol zeb, you don't transgress this one alone and that one alone, because really it's one type of, it's, the Torah is referring to it as chometz yayin and chometz shechor. So therefore, it only, it's one general term that's combined together, and you only chayev one for that, but you'll be chayev another one for general principles always. Yud. Nazir shayashayse b'yayin kol yom kol. What if a nazir starts, gets up in the morning, and he drinks wine straight until he goes to sleep? How many lashes are you going to get for that?
You won't feel one.
Afavu shechayev l'shamayim. Interesting now. In heaven's court,
every reviz.
Shechayev al kol reviz.
Every reviz.
Every reviz, he's sinner.
So if he drinks two reviz once, it's two.
It's one after another. He's two, well, no, only shamayim.
Only Shema.
But ain't a loika, but he'll get lashed. Ela achas.
That's it.
One. Mishum yayim. And again, general principles. Va'achas. They shouldn't nullify his words. Going to explain. However, it's important now. Obviously, let's say like this. The guy says, okay, I'm going to have a drink of wine. He says, you better not. I'm warning you now. I'm drinking. And he just drinks for the rest of the day. On that first warning, even though Shemaim is chai for every reviz, he's only going to lashed twice.
Right.
However, in Israel, kol reviz reviz. What if he gets warned in between
painful.
Each and every reviz? His wife is warning him, yeah? V'amrlo, al tishta, stop drinking. Who says he drinks? Chayev kol echad ve'echad, he's going to be chayev 39 for each reviz, each warning. However, midivrei sofrim, sha'os, now, not, I don't know why I'm throwing another halacha now. Medieval or something. And rabbinically, it's another problem. She'aser le'nazir lamod b'moshav shoseyayin. A nazir is not allowed to even sit with a group of fellows drinking wine. V'yisrachek b'meno arbe. He should distance himself greatly from there. Shrei michshol afanav, a stumbling block is before him. Firm l'chacham, and the rabbis say, saviv la'kerem lo yikrov. Person shall not bring himself close to a vineyard, because maybe he will eat it.
You're having kiddush. Everybody's making kiddush.
Yeah, you got to, you know, stay at a distance. Make a hecker. Do something.
Don't go to kiddush.
Put flowers
just don't
on.
Don't go,
you know,
to kiddush.
No, he has to hear kiddush from somebody. Be mosey then. Right?
So can make
now, first of all, he can make kiddush on challah.
He can make kiddush on challah.
But he has to be at the far end of the table.
He can make medina. He can have tea.
Yeah, he can do
tea and coffee.
He can do scotch.
Scotch, he can do it. Sure, he can do it. Scotch. Sure.
A revise of scotch. A revise of scotch.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a break here because we finished the wine. We're going to go to cutting the hair. So we did 10 halachas here. Very good.
On that last point, is this just friendly advice from the Torah?
No, it's a rabbinic violation.
If you place yourself...
Midivrei Sofrim.
Yeah.
Could be even if they warn him to stay away, maybe he'd get rabbinic
lashes.
Rabbinic lashes just for being in proximity.
If you're warned.
They warn us. Get away from this group of drinkers.
Or this kiddush.
Okay.